life is very funny, sometimes unfunny, sometimes unwanted, sometimes a instant result of your choices, right? And I just find it so funny every year that these people are with me, growing, showing me their personality, loving themselves, showing me like a reflection of what it is to pour love into them, confident, talented, and I get to be a part of that, right? Someone made me a mom. And me, and every year I'm just like, me? I am, when you say mom, you're talking to me? It is that still. You know, my oldest is 11. My youngest is 8. It still is very much, when you say mom, you're talking to me. Okay, how can I help you? You know, what do you need? How do I need to show up? And that is one of the scariest, most rewarding, most just spontaneous positions to be in life. Is to be a mom. Every woman that gives birth has her own journey with their own experiences. Some women enjoyed the pregnancy. Some women enjoyed the labor. The labor was really easy. It wasn't what they were told before. And some women hated it. Okay? All valid. And I'm a believer where it doesn't matter what ethnicity your doctor is, okay? Your experience can be good or bad, all right? I hated labor both times, okay? The only great thing about labor with these children was the drugs. But being a mom is a forever selfless act. It is not just a selfless act to procreate and carry a child for 9 months. It is not just a selfless act to take care of a baby into them becoming a toddler. It is not just a selfless act to deal with children who have to go to daycare and you have to work 2 jobs. Being a mom for me is so many words that we do not have time, okay? I dwell on any signs before I had kids, and I wonder if there were signs that you're going to be a mom, and you're going to be a mom of 2, and they're going to be girls. And I think back, and I'm just like, I didn't see anything giving me that idea. You know, I didn't see any signs. I didn't feel anything more when I saw baby girl clothes than when I saw baby boy clothes. In my mind, before I had kids, I wanted 13 boys. And I wanted to have 13 boys with one man who loved kids, loved providing, and loved working. And we traveled and we made the best out of this life for the both of us and out of these kids. None of that happened. None of that happened, you know? And in my mind, I'm just like, was this written? Was the idea for me to be where I am in my life? But I'll never know. You know, I could think whatever I want to think, but I'll never know. And I feel like girls at that, with my personality, I know God has to be a comedian because you wanted me to be so soft, so bad that you gave me girls, sensitive girls. And I understand everything. My children do not say. I love them. These girls get on my nerves. My children don't owe me anything. I will always look out for them. I will always look for a way I can teach and provide more to them. I will always look for a lesson in my troubles. I will always want a calm in their everyday. I will always pray over them, whether they're 25, 30, 58. Like, those girls got me, right? I will always spend time with them whenever I can. I will always look for some way to, you know, have a good laugh with them in the day, you know, get into their brain, see what they know. And if you have your mom, look for ways where you can show up for your mother. And if there's anybody who has lost their mother and hate when this day comes around and it's hard for you, I'm sorry, right? But I don't know what that feels like yet. I will one day, and that will be a day I will be reborn to be another level of who I am. But I don't know what that's like yet. But if your mom is here, or if your grandmother is here, do something good with them. Do something good for them. Okay? Because every day being a mom is work. And I'm not knocking what being a dad is, because I don't know what being a dad is like. But I'm sure that's a different type of work. But being a mother... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam, and it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts, and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters, because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it, so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about, because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on, just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Is everything, right? And you're thrown into never being able to have your brain for yourself once you become a mom. Even once you know you're pregnant, instantly you're doing for two, you're eating for two, you're surviving for two, or maybe three, or maybe four. And that's a lot of pressure to be put on yourself. And every thought and every decision has to make space for the fact that you're making space for you and other people all the time. And just in case somebody doesn't do what they need to do and your child has to come with you, you have to make a second resource just in case what was planned doesn't work out. Who can watch my child if I have to do this and this person couldn't do it? Who can I call in emergencies if I have to be here and this other person can't? Like, it's that constant needing to plan. Like, there's not a day that you go by in motherhood and you can't, and you have like the freedom to not plan and make sure. Every day is a making sure of something. You know, I woke up, had to make sure I woke them up, had to make sure they brushed their teeth, had to make sure they put on their uniforms, had to make sure they look decent, had to make sure their breath didn't stink, do their hair, make them breakfast. Do they have lunch? No, have to make sure I get them in the car, have to make sure I get them to the store in one piece, get what they want to eat, pay for it, get them in the car, drop them at school, make sure they go into school, drive home, and make sure I'm here so when they get back, I can show up for them. Every day as a mother is showing up. And there will always be women who give birth to people who are not mothers, because there's nothing about their personality that gives you motherhood. There's no want in them to be someone's mother, because it's a selfless responsibility that a lot of women do not want to take on for their own reasons. And you are not less of a woman because you are not a mother. You are not less of a woman because you don't want to be a mother. But some people, this is not for. Just like college. Some people have no business being in college. This is not for you. Some people have no business being fathers. This position here is not for you. This is for some of God's strongest soldiers, okay? And it's not easy, but it is rewarding. It is enjoyable. It is an amazing thing to see that you met somebody, you did something with someone, and you created this beautiful life. And this beautiful life is a piece of you. It's a piece of your mother. It's a piece of your father. And going down generations, and you get to see what they evolve into. And you get to share them with people that you've met in life. And you get to see them bloom into whoever they're supposed to be. So if you are a mother today, happy Mother's Day. Because it is something to be happy about. And if you are alive to watch your child grow up and be great, and be amazing, that is rewarding. Regardless of how much money you have, regardless of where you want it to be, regardless of if you're married or if you're single or if you're a widow, you are doing a great job at making sure your child can see another day, can think for another day, can show up in another day. You are doing a great job of making sure you're taking the best care of yourself that you can so you can show up for another person. It is not an easy thing to do. It is a very exhausting process. But some days I feel great about it. Some days I don't feel great about it. Some days I'm excited to step into it. Some days I'm just like, oh my gosh, please don't call my name. Y'all know it. But even like me doing this podcast and I share my experiences with you, and there's a washing machine running right now because I want to make sure they live in a clean house and they have clean rugs that they walk and stand on. That's a part of motherhood. The fact that I have to clock in and work 8 hours at a job I don't want to work at so I can provide a certain lifestyle for them. That's a part of motherhood. Because if it was up to me and I can be selfish, I would not be washing rugs right now. I would not be working this job right now. I would not be in this house doing things I don't want to do right now. I wouldn't go running this morning after dropping kids off at school right now. But I did it, you know? And I don't believe that my creator would put me in a position to be a mother if there was no belief that I could do it. If I wasn't the person for this position, I wouldn't be in this position. So I take great pride and responsibility for being a mother to these girls. And even though it's exhausting, and even though you can never have a brain to yourself when you're a parent or when you're a mother, show up in it. Do it your way. You don't have to do it the way I'm doing it. You don't have to do it the way your mom did it. You don't have to do it the way your grandmother did it. Do it your way and be honest about it. And all kids really want you to do is your best. This washing machine is so loud, but I'm so grateful. Anyway, happy Mother's Day. I just wanted to say something today because it's just so much, but I'm very grateful. And moms deserve because they do. That's it.